Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Freakin' Awesome Show. And now your host, Ange and Ryan.
This is Ryan. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
And this is Angie.
Yes.
And this is, what's your name?
RJ.
RJ's here. He had a little episode before, but now he's doing better. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Well, come on, sit down, Mama.
Come on, let's sit down with
come
Daddy.
Come on, let's do the show. He's getting a little stage fright, I think. He's throwing a bit of a... He comes up to Angie with his arms up like this. Okay, he wants to be held, and she picks him up, and he starts crying.
No, there's no carpet. I don't want to do that right
now. So I'm not really sure what exactly he wants. He's got some stuff on his neck. What is that?
I know. Probably that apple juice.
No.
Probably. Sorry, guys. So, yeah.
What are you doing?
How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, you got a fight.
Good.
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Good. Tonight, we've got Holly Mullins on the show. Can you accept my talking to Holly, RJ?
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly. Holly's going to be just as sad as I am that we cut your hair.
Yeah. I think everyone's pretty sad about that. Is anybody watching the Super Bowl right now?
No, everybody's watching us.
They should be. Apparently, the show is more exciting than Super Bowl is right now. But I'm going to go ahead and start the show.
Yay.
Actually, the show's technically started already. We were supposed to do this show back in January. This is technically our anniversary show. It's been pushed back a month. You know, it's just crazy over here. Man, you know what? We're just having a good time. You know, we had tacos for dinner. He's still hyper off his apple juice he had earlier. So we're just going to have a good time.
Got a handful of hair.
Yeah.
Filling me.
He's all over there pulling Angie's hair. So hopefully we'll be able to get through this show. Without
really bad.
Going crazy. I see our hamper's turned over there.
Yeah, that was RJ 2.0 right here.
Hurricane RJ has come through. So let's go ahead and put Holly on the show. She's stuck in the snow.
Ooh,
yeah,
I love being
really
stuck
pretty
in the snow.
I think she may be over the snow by now.
Yeah,
let's find out about that.
Do you have the heater on?
I do.
Oh, my gracious.
I'm freezing.
I have on the sweatshirt. Is she on?
Yay. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
If you watched the live feed I'm on now, you would see it's a freaking madhouse over here. And it's because of one person.
I've actually got it pulled up. I've got my phone up against a perfect spot where my signal stays, and I can actually see y'all's video. So. Yeah, I can see. I know. I understand how it is.
Can you say hi, Holly?
Hi.
There we go. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, RJ.
I've been held.
I'm going to let him take over the interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us your hardest hitting questions,
yes.
RJ.
Hold nothing back now.
Back.
Yeah, hold nothing back now. That's right. So how are you feeling? I know you went through the COVID. How are you holding up?
I'm doing really good compared to a couple of weeks ago. I got it back in the last of December, and at first, you know, it didn't really hit me as hard, and then as the weeks went on, it got harder. Luckily, you know, there's a lot of people who've had it a lot worse, and I'm grateful to be where I am now. I'm still recovering from it because the COVID has it on your body, and it just brings up ailments continuously for months. I know my doctor said at least for 3 months after I'll be in recovery for it. It's just awful. I despise the COVID.
It's awful, and it hits people different ways. He said he felt fine other than the fact that he couldn't taste anything. That was the only thing he's really complaining about.
Right. When I first got it, I thought I had a sinus infection, and then come to find out a bunch of us had it, and my aunt actually had one got tested, and I asked her what her symptoms were, and I had lost my sense of smell and taste, and it felt like a sinus infection, and then from there, I just felt, like, very lethargic. Gosh, there's just so many different things it brings up. And it is different with each person, and it's crazy how it does.
Yeah, it's crazy how it came. It feels like it came out of nowhere. I know it didn't, but the fact that it's just affected the whole country like this is just amazing.
Crazy. It is, and then they've got the new strain that's out, and it's more. You can get it quicker, and the symptoms are, they're saying it's about the same, but again, it's hitting every person differently, I guess, based on their health and what underlying symptoms they have. But again, there's some healthy people that have passed away from it. So this is the unknown. This has never been heard of before, and we've never had to go through something like this. And we didn't really know how bad it was until it hit our area and started taking away people that we loved, and you know, we contracted it firsthand. So yeah, I just hope that I hope everybody stays healthy. I hope a lot of people don't contract it. I hope that, you know, I hope we come out of this, because it's awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, because again, you know people that have passed away, and
yeah, absolutely,
you gotta be. You just got to be safe. Be careful, you know.
Well, when it first started, I'm already a hermit anyway here in the mountains. But when it first came about, you know, we were more careful about it and everything anyway. But lo and behold, you know, you have a family member that comes in. They don't even know they have it. And it can spread easily that way with people who don't have the symptoms or something. So, yeah, that's scary to think about, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. In fact, you don't know if someone has it or not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, within the last little bit, Dallas, he's my best friend. We're cousins. He's lost three. Well, his father, his grandfather, and his uncle just passed away last night. And then my aunt's husband's brother just passed away yesterday, too. So it's bad.
It is crazy to think about, like, because it happened so fast. Not like, you know, something where it's like, well, we kind of saw it coming. You know, it's
right.
Something like you get it, you know. And then it's
yeah.
Like you get it, you're not sure. Be that serious, or if it's going to be life-threatening.
Right, absolutely. Now, on the other side of it, I will be perfectly 100% honest. I do believe that this was something man-made, absolutely 100%, and I believe that it was, they were very smart when they made it, because it has, you know, really took its toll on our population, and these areas like I live in, where most of the men around here have lung diseases from the coal mines. Most people have underlying issues because the health care sucks here and it's poverty here. So, you know, I absolutely believe on that part of it. But, and that's sad and nasty and disgusting to think that it was released on purpose, but I absolutely 100% believe that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to argue that. But hopefully we'll be able to get through it, and things will start to get better. We'll figure out how to fight it, and we'll
right.
Things will start to get back to.
Yeah, it's definitely changed us, all of us, society. You know, I believe it's just it was the first step into more to come, and you know that. Yeah. Anywho, past COVID.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I miss the days when we could just go out and just, you know,
right.
Go investigate. something and not to worry about being masked up or whatever, but, you know,
right.
Hopefully those days will come back soon. RJ's found
right.
something back there. Tell you what, man, he is excited about something. So I guess with the stuff going on right now, you kind of been keeping it on the DL, not really getting out much. When was the last time you went someplace? Weren't you in like Iowa for like a month or
so? Yeah, the last trip that we did was that I'm remembering is October. I went out there for a week. And then come back. So any time before that, like even now, like if I go somewhere, it's very low key. Most of the people I know have enough common sense to know that if they, you know, are in contact, they wouldn't show up for something like that. And it's smaller groups of people. And I just, for me, it's just been, I've always been this way, I guess, you know, staying in my little holler here, and I love to travel, don't get me wrong, and I still will continue to do that, but this year I'm focusing on my health, getting healthier, and just growing the businesses that I've started with Dallas, and just prosper and just follow my spiritual path.
So what businesses have you guys started? Are you still making soap out there? That was some good
yep.
stuff you sent me.
Yeah,
enjoyed that.
Still
and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's Appalachian Roots. At one time, it was Granny Woman Healing, and that is part of who I am. But we started Appalachian Roots together, and Appalachian Roots, hopefully in the coming years, will be a brick and mortar shop. But right now, it's online. So we go ahead, like a lot of the products that I make is on there and products that Dallas makes. So we're just focusing on that. And then recently we started spiritual retreats. The spiritual retreat, Appalachian spiritual retreats is something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. It's something that I'm very passionate about is getting a group of people together and helping them on their spiritual journey. And because me and Ryan, we've known each other for a very long time, so he knows,
yep.
like he's seen me and my path and how I went and everything, and it's just my time in my life where I need to focus on that spirituality and not let it get past me and be able to help other people, and that's always been my goal in anything that I've done. When I was in the paranormal and, you know, when I was traveling and when anything that I do, I love to help other people.
Yeah, you do. We've had long discussions about spirituality and and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think if anyone wants to get on the correct path as far as spirituality is concerned, I think that coming out to your retreat would be in their best interest.
Go ahead. No, I was just gonna say, I think that's awesome too, because I think a key to personal growth and personal spiritual growth is helping others, you know, because then
absolutely.
You know, you can pass left in and see. So, and I think you do a great
yeah.
job.
Oh, thank you, and I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
Oh,
yeah, the heater literally turned on as soon as you said that, so
yes.
I can literally feel the warmth.
It was her she was doing it, her well, turning on the media. So yeah,
no, I love it. I love the spiritual aspect of it, the growth. We're all growing, and that's something that we will not stop doing until the day we take our last breath is spiritual growth. So, you know, I don't think of myself better than anyone, and I never have. But what I've learned along the way, I feel like can help someone else on their path to understand more about themselves. And it's just beautiful. It's really beautiful to be able to make an impact on someone's life or to open a door for them that, you know, may have already been there but closed because they didn't understand the lessons that they had to go through to be able to open it.
Yeah, all it takes is curiosity to like, know that there's something else out there, and if you don't know how to get to it, ask for help. there's a whole other world out there that exists that a lot of people have their eyes closed to, or even don't even want to believe it's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe now you see a lot of people that are like woke, W-O-K-E, woke, but that's not the type of awakening I'm talking about. Like now, you know, they're woke to all these conspiracies about political conspiracies and things like that. That to me is being woke.
Right.
But it's right. But that is at least one step to further to them to be more open-minded. I can say that much, but they're not awakened because there's a bigger purpose for it. It's not just political. It's not just religious. It's so much more. And I believe it's the coming together of everyone to be in one and making the world a better place.
Yeah, I think that would be that'd be ideal if everyone believed that. I think a lot of people have different points of view, different.
Well, and that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that people think different ways because we'd be boring.
That's true.
But I also think that we need people like Holly to give us some direction and to kind of, you know, when we want to be on a higher level and we want to be better people, to kind of help us reach inside ourselves and pull out what we're meant to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely 100%. Yeah, because people always look outwards for answers. And, you know, 100% of the time, the answers are inside of yourself. It's just a matter of understanding how to access that higher consciousness that we have. And, gosh, like ever since I first started in the paranormal, before that, you know, I had these experiences that brought me to that path. And it's beautiful because I can look back and see how, you know, my chapter started and ended in my little book of life I have. If you really sit back and think about it, everybody can, but most people can't really open themselves up to looking at it.
Yeah, I think some people might be scared to look inside themselves too.
Absolutely.
You've really got to like be okay with yourself too.
Yeah, that's part of personal growth. That's part
of
that growth and letting go of ego and things like that. And it's hard. It's not easy. And then everybody's on different types of levels when you look at it too, because I'm a firm believer in reincarnation, and I believe that our souls are reincarnated as we learn lessons, and some of us are more mature than others. So, you know, you could have an 80-year-old man who is a lot less spiritually mature than, say, this 6-year-old kid who looks like he's got the world in his eyes, you know, just old soul. And that's how it works on my part of it, the way that I view things and the experiences that I've had.
Now, do you think being in the holler, as you say, kind of away from society, you know, big cities and stuff, that helps you be more spiritual because you're more able to get in touch with nature. Like, we have to go to a park or something, and we're not really, you know, by a bunch of kids running around and stuff. So, you know, so it's different for us. You think it's easier to get yourself in nature to be, like, more spiritual?
I believe that is a big big in my life, for one, but I believe that everybody should be in touch with nature. I know that everybody can't move off to the country. I understand that. Everybody is raised how they're raised, but, you know, there's always ways of connecting with nature, whether it be the ocean, the mountains, a park, wherever it may be. But for me, I feel like that's where I'm rooted at, and that has played a huge part in me and growing up, and even now, living here, that's where I love to be, is out in nature and connecting with Mother Nature and everything, being out on the water on the kayak and just losing myself. And because of where I live, yes, we don't have access to a lot of the things that people who live in the city have access to. The jobs are shit here. The cost of living is very low because you know, it is such a poverty-stricken area, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I've got to the point in my life where I've stopped working and I focused on my path and my business, and knowing that Spirit is leading the way for me. And that's just me. That's my path. It's not everybody's mm-hmm. path, but it definitely plays a big part in who I am.
Now, these spiritual retreats that you're going to be doing as part of your business, can you explain to us kind of what they entail, like what a typical day would look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So the spiritual retreats, of course, are here in the mountains, not far away from the Hollers. So on the first day when people arrive, of course, it would be like a more of a meet and greet. They entail meditation. I do energy work with everybody. We do spiritual counseling with everybody. A lot of circles and bonding exercises, but also getting to know each person and knowing their spiritual level, being able to have that one-on-one conversation, but also have the circles as well, drumming circles, dance circles, guided meditation circles. Getting in nature, that is a big part of the retreats as well. It just depends on when you come in and how the season's going to go, but a lot of it is just connecting with your inner self. And, you know, me and Dallas will be teaching people how to access different parts of that. That way they can start or continue their journey on their, you know, self-growth on their spiritual path.
Now, will you guys be doing, like, healthy and clean eating there, or is it kind of like everybody just brings their own food, and or are you kind of like using food also as a vehicle for a better self?
Yeah.
Like you're trying
to do. Right, absolutely. So with the food and everything, when they purchase a package, the food and accommodations are included with it. Within that, I always ask, we're going to ask, of course, do you have any certain food allergies? Do you have a certain diet that you would like to, you know, if they're vegetarian, are they vegan? We want to make sure to have that available for them. But, yeah, that's absolutely right. I want to discuss with them how clean eating does help with your spirituality and with your path, and do it in a way that people can understand, because I know people here get really offended when you say, I'm going to take your meat away. They want to argue about how you're getting your protein, you know, and I'm like, okay, like I'm not trying to convert you. But, yeah, that kind of stuff will be discussed there. And we're actually going to be going over some of the, I guess, magic, but the basics of magic and music, how music is magic. So it's going to be very, very intimate and beautiful, like not ritualistic, but just very intimate.
Now, are you trying to do that this year, or are you going to maybe wait and do it, or is it going to be like next year?
Nope. We actually have booked up already for, I think we got one ticket left in March. April's booked up. We have one in May that's already booked up. And we're going to try to do it once a month right now. And we plan on actually reaching out to locations where it would be suitable for us to have these and to host them at locations other than here. That way we can give other people access to that if they want it.
You know, we have the cabin.
That, I know.
You
know, I know, yeah, absolutely. We would be
hosted up there. Because I know a bunch of people who'd want to come out to one of your retreats.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
We would be very open for that. We would just, you know, we'd have to look at our schedule and things like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We would love to come out there and host one because, you know, I love traveling and I love being here, but I also like bringing it to other people. And that's the whole purpose of traveling, because not everybody can travel to us. And I understand that.
Yeah, it's like, I think 5 or 6 hours away from here to down there. So I know bringing it up here, you probably get a lot of people coming from like either the beach or Northern Virginia. area.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to discuss that and get that on the books, because it's definitely something that me and Dallas would be interested in.
Oh. So what kind of food is more like, I know obviously not candy and whatever stuff, but like what, like basic stuff, what would you recommend people to start like eating to just start feeling better?
Right. Now, this is just me, and I know a lot of people would argue differently, but most holistic people like myself and others are on the same page. The more vegetables and fruits that you're getting in your body is the best, the less meat that you put in your body. Well, not necessarily meat, and let me reiterate on that. A lot of our products are processed, and a lot of our products have all these antibiotics and who knows what else in them. That's a big reason why we have issues fighting off infections. So at least locally homegrown, something that is more organic. And I know a lot of people can't afford that, and I can't either. I chose to go a whole food plant-based diet. It's probably been about 9 months ago, I think. Something like that, but it's something that I had felt very drawn to when I started spiritually opening up. So people who are drawn to that are going to understand it and get it and want to go along that path and eat more clean, or, you know, juice, or, you know, incorporate more stuff like tofu or soy into their diet. But they have to be ready for that. You know, it's something I feel like spiritually you have to be drawn to as well.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice to
it
go
is.
Like eating a bunch of stuff that you enjoy to maybe retraining your.
Yes, it is a battle within yourself. It's like taking away everything and you're having to figure out the most creative ways of having that without actually eating it. Right now I'm actually vegetarian, so I did put back in eggs and stuff into my diet, and that's only because where I live, we don't have access to like whole food stores and things like that. But yeah, the exercise and the dieting, putting better foods into your diet, the processed foods are killing us. That's a big leading factor into cancer, diabetes, heart disease. And it kills my soul that people aren't educating themselves on this, because I started educating myself on it years and years ago.
Yeah, I think it's harder for people who don't have, I guess, don't have a lot of money to spend a lot of money on fresh vegetables and stuff. And sometimes it's hard just even, like, to remember, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a vegetarian, or yeah, I'm gonna eat this way or eat that way. So
no.
Convenient to go to McDonald's and get a burger, and you're like, oh crap, I was gonna be a vegetarian.
It
That's
is.
Right. Why am I eating this?
No,
Angie,
I get that 100%. I'm one of those people. I'm one of those poor people. You know, I'm like, I can't afford to go out and get certain things either. But the advantage that I have is I'm able to grow a garden every year, and I'm in, you know, I've got chickens. I'm in the process of going hopefully completely off-grid. So, yeah, it's something that I feel like if it's a calling for you, then you'll make a way for it. And a lot of people don't realize, because we've been brainwashed, is that most of the foods that I eat as a – and even, you know, Ange could probably vouch for this. Our foods aren't actually that expensive. Now, if you're going through the drive-thru and getting a salad, that's $6 at McDonald's. That's ridiculous. I feel like as a society, we have been set up to fail, and they're keeping us sick. I mean, that's the hard truth about it. They are keeping us sick because we have to feed the pharmaceutical companies. And a lot of people don't like hearing that.
And the salads at McDonald's are not that good. They're you can tell they've been.
No,
I don't know. They used
to
have
like salads
little there. Side salads. You get a set of French fries, but those French fries are so good.
Yeah.
They're like drugs.
See, you know? I'm like right now. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect by any means, because like I said, I'm one of those people that don't have any income right now. So I live how I live, but I know in me that I've been almost 9 months in to being meat free. So for me, it's something that I'm, you know, that's something that's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
I know Angie, she had a, she was allergic to meat for a while. So
I
ruined that, apparently. I'm not healthy for
a minute. Wait a minute. So you don't have, like, you're good now? You can eat meat now, Angie?
I cured her.
So it's really odd. I can eat very little amounts of meat. So it's apparent, and like it was better, and then it's still there, but it's not so bad. So like some days I'll just load up on a bunch of Benadryl, like tonight we have, so I'll probably have to take some Benadryl before I have to go to bed, because I'm already starting to feel kind of crappy.
She made a taco bacon.
Yeah,
it was. but
no, I get it.
Getting pregnant definitely helped with the allergy. But I can tell you, I do not feel as good. I feel crappy a lot.
Yeah.
My fibro is much worse.
RJ's taking over the show, apparently.
RJ felt the need to sing Ba Ba Black Sheep.
His favorite songs are Old MacDonald. He'd be screaming E-I-E-I-O and Wheels on the Bus.
Yes. That is so cute. But no, I can totally relate to the allergy thing. But mine is actually opposite. When I got pregnant with Kanan, my middle one, I developed an allergy to milk. So I ended up, for years, I would not drink almond milk or soy milk because I didn't know. I was raised, I'm in the country, y'all. I was raised, if you ain't eating meat and taters, there's something wrong with you, you know, or in milk. So, yeah.
So, are you still allergic to milk, or has that gone away?
I am. I'm allergic to milk. It makes my lips swell up like Angelina Jolie, and then my throat starts to swell. So, I don't take any chances. I actually can eat milk. I can eat it if it's warmed up, like shell macaroni, or like if it's in something like mashed potatoes or something like that, as long as it's warmed up, then I'm good, then I can have it. There's no way I could try it anymore because I'd probably end up in shock and I ain't got nothing to take for it, and I'm not going to chance it anymore. But there's some awesome documentaries out there. If there's anybody out there that is interested in knowing and educating yourself, there's so many out there that I love. Food Matters, Of Educated. Oh, my God. There's just tons out there. Educate yourself on it. And, you know, for years and years, I still ate the same way, but I was educating myself at the same time. So, you know, I sit here and say this, and here I am. I'm vegetarian now, and I eat some of the processed food too. But I know, you know, if I had it my way, if I could afford it, then I would be cutting out a lot of the things that I, you know, not necessarily need, because it's something that has been ingrained in us, and we're sold this idea. And it's even in commercials for kids and adults. It's just, you know, it's mind over matter, I guess.
Yeah, it's the way it is for a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta make your mind up that this is what you want to do. you know?
Yeah, and honestly, you know, like I said, it took me years to get to the point where, because I went vegan before. I've done whole food before. I've done juicing fast, and I've done really well the juicing fast and lost a lot of weight. And a lot of people is like, now don't get me wrong, folks, because I know I'm a plus size lady, and let me tell you, you're all beautiful, and I'm all about that feeling good about yourself and everything. But that doesn't mean that I'm not concerned about my health, because as I get older, that's what I have to worry about, and that's my main goal, is to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's I remember you going through the juicing fast and stuff. You know, it's one thing to be like, okay, you know, big is beautiful, and it's true. But again, you got to look at the health wise too. Like,
you know,
what is good? What is be good for you?
My motto is, you can feel good about yourself while you're working on yourself. You have to love yourself to be able to work on yourself, and that's key.
Yeah.
So telling someone that you are promoting being fat or unhealthy is wrong of people to say, especially when they don't personally know what that person goes through. Because I'm still a big person, even though I'm vegetarian right now and been working on that, because I've always struggled with my weight, but I also have medical issues too. So, you know, it's hand in hand, and I believe that when you're ready, and it will be. But it's hard for people, and I get that, because there's a lot of stigma behind it too.
I think a lot of times, like, society sees things a certain way, or things should be a certain way, and I think people struggle to get to that place where they think society thinks they should be. And
right.
Hey, you're good enough. You know,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, like,
don't settle.
Right.
But,
and what kills me a lot, and I've said this before, I've posted this before, and people have got offended and lashed out at me. But these filters have allowed people to hide behind who they truly are, and it kills me. I won't even recognize people. I've always had a problem with that, and you know that. But I'm like, why are you filtering your face out? I get it that you struggle with self-esteem, but them filters do not help you. They're putting the image on you that is false, you know, and so they get dependent on them filters. So, yes, I'm a big advocate of people loving their body. And, you know, we are individually all so different, and we all are flawed in some way or another. But that doesn't mean that we can't love ourselves and be that beautiful piece of art that we are.
Yeah, and loving yourself and making yourself, taking care of yourself, bettering yourself is all part of spiritual journey that we're
absolutely
all trying to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Circle of
absolutely
life.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, this show is supposed to be the anniversary show for the Freaking Awesome Show, which I completely I thought it was 6 years, and I get it means last year. I'm looking at the date. I'm like, wait a second. We started 2014, 2021 now. I think I messed up
today. That's crazy. Yeah, we, like, anybody who is anybody, I'm like, because sometimes I forget. I'm like, you know, some of the things that we've been through and how we started and little things in between, I'm like, man, that's crazy to think that, you know, it all started with you. Actually, Ryan had us on Black Mountain Paranormal Society, and he was like, that girl can talk.
I did. Oh, hey, seriously, I was like, because that's back then, it was like a 2-hour show. And, I didn't have any co-hosts. So that's co-host I had got a new job or something, so she can do it. I was doing 2 hours every Monday night. I'm like, man, I've got to get some help here.
Yeah, it's hard.
And we had talked before a little bit on Facebook.
Yeah, we had. Yeah. It was funny because I tell people, I'm like, you know, I started out as a paranormal investigator, and, you know, we was in our own little hole here in Southwest Virginia, and then when the interview started, when people wanted to interview us, that's how we met and got to know each other. And you know, I don't know, it's been a wild journey for sure, but I can't believe it's, you know, been that long.
It's crazy. And it's a cool thing about this whole, like, you know, like blog talk and, you know, things like that, being able to talk with people, like, different teams from around the country. And, like, I did with, like, what I was able to do with you guys and be able to get the word out about these teams and what they've been able to capture. And it's been quite the experience.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody deserves that appreciation and deserves to come on and feel good about being able to speak about what they do and how they do things. And although, you know, I'm very vocal about, and I've had a little, I don't know, I guess people are like kind of confused because I tell them I'm not in the paranormal anymore, and I'm not. I don't investigate the paranormal anymore. If I'm in a location, it's to feel out things. I'm there as a psychic. I'm there to listen and be able to convey messages and let them know what's going on. So that's what I love to do. The paranormal was my path for years, and that's the path that I needed to walk. But now it's the spiritual, you know, it's spirituality. And I love going to the haunted locations, and I love working with other paranormal investigators and stuff like that, because I'm now in the position where I'm very confident in what I do, and I can help them as well. And it's beautiful. It's like when I come out to the 360 house, we had that event out there with Melissa and Chris. Oh my God, that was crazy.
That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you're finally able to come out and investigate with us. I'm sorry you're not going to be able to make it out here next weekend for the event. But
yeah,
that's, you know, that, talking about COVID, that's another thing. We're going to have a huge event. It was going to be big. We're going to have a bunch of speakers come out, and we're going to have a bunch of people come out, vendors. We'll get a food truck out there. And
yeah,
now we're, like, you can't have more than 10 people in a house at a time, at one time. So it's going to be different, but it's going to be fun. You know, it's, I think,
yeah,
having a smaller smaller investigation, you more one on one time with the investigators, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, it'd be
absolutely
better if you were there. But
I know. I wish I could be there too, but you know what? I'll be out. And you know, being there last year was awesome because me and you hadn't seen each other in forever, and Dennis and everybody. So it was nice to be able to also meet some of the people in person that I've become Facebook friends with over the years. And it's just amazing, you know, to be able to connect with people. And I love that. I've always loved that. But it's it was nice coming out and being able to connect with the place.
Back to the show. We were on the show for what 2 years, I think. You're hosting with me.
I have no clue. Right, I think so.
I think it's a year and a half, whatever. Can you do you have any memories that stand out, anybody we talked to that I was like, oh, that person was really. We talked to a lot of people, and I can't, you know.
We did.
I can't.
Oh my gosh, you were calling my ass out right now.
Yeah.
We did. We talked to a lot of people. We had a lot of interesting shows, and there's one that stands out to me that was god awful, but hilarious at the same time. It was. are you vibing with me? Do you
That's
know which one I'm talking about,
ever.
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm not going to call her out because I don't want to, you know, drop names
no,
or whatever.
No.
But
no.
You could tell that she was reading, like, verbatim from her book, like giving us the reading
yeah.
of her book. I'm like, I don't want to see your book. I want to talk to you, you know. I remember
it
you messaging
crazy.
Me. Like, is this girl for real? I'm like, oh my God.
Listen, and we're not being mean at all, but there is a lot of, for the lesser or better words, interesting people out there. And there's, when you get into the paranormal, there is, you find people who, or they find you, who are very much so deep down a rabbit hole that you ain't even begun to stick your head in.
Yeah, especially if you talk to them for 2 hours, you can really start to figure out about a person.
Yeah,
I remember,
we had one that was reincarnated as something, and Billy the Kid was her cousin, I don't know, some shit. I couldn't have rolled my eyes further back of my head that night.
God, I remember some of the shows we used to have with Rebecca Housel that was like...
Oh, God, yeah.
Our shows were our shows were rated R back then. I would just put it to you that way. Probably 17 back then.
they were, but we had fun. And you know what? That's something about us together, too, is we are who we are. And that's what I've always stood beside of myself, too, is... if you meet me through these podcasts, if you meet me through the lives, then you've met Holly because I'm the same way in person. I don't change myself for anybody.
Yeah, and I think, again, going back to being yourself, I think it's one of the reasons why we started the Vibe Network is to give people a chance to come on and be themselves.
Yeah.
Have an opportunity, like, you have the opportunity to come on and talk with people, exchange ideas. Give people an opportunity that they've always may not have had the opportunity, like the nowhere to go to get the opportunity type of thing.
Right, absolutely.
Like
they have a platform.
I know for you, I mean, I was lucky enough to have you on the show and to have you as my co-host, but I know eventually you would have gotten out from where you are now, you know.
Yeah.
I was just looking to you know, give you an opportunity to join the show and I mean, you really took the show to a different level. To people like yours,
well, you know, that's
so they're in life. It's comforting to people.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dennis thought I was a pure dumbass when he first heard me. And he don't remember that, Ryan. When I brought it up at the cabin, he was like, I don't remember that. I was like, yeah, don't you remember, Dennis? He was like this poor girl. And then because of my accent, because of the way I look, he thought that it was going to be something completely opposite. But then he actually got to hear me talk and – yeah, I don't talk much, but when I do, it's like it just flows out, I guess.
I mean, you saying you don't talk much is completely shocking to me because you definitely talked a lot when we were on the show, and I loved it.
I'm still like that. I do on lives as well, but... Oh, you know, it's like, okay, that's what y'all got for that week or whatever. I'm going to, like, not talk to anybody else until the next show because I'm a hermit. But when you get me talking to something about something that I'm passionate about, that's the real conversations that I like to have. You know, I think that I'm to that point in my life. And, you know, you talked about, you know, what I brought to the show and how you gave me the opportunity to be on the show. It's funny because you think about opportunities that other people have given you, and always, you know, people are being a student or teacher to someone or giving opportunities to people. I will always be grateful for any opportunities that I'm given. And, you know, a lot of people can't look back and see that. They think because that if you part ways or if, you know, like, for instance, with Vibe Radio Network, I said, Ron, I got too much stuff going on in my life. I want you to take over Vibe Radio Network. And, you know, there was no problem with that. Well, with most people, you can't do that because they get offensive at you. If you are not on that path anymore and you're like, I'm good, like, and I'm that type of person who I would never do anything to anyone out of spite, but if I'm on a different path, then I've got to go. That's just how it is. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that we can't be friends. It doesn't mean that we can't do things together. It just means that my path, it has changed.
But yeah, the show and the vet work didn't define our friendship. It was part of it.
Oh God, no.
And so when you went off and you said I need to step away, I was like, all right, that's fine, and I just kept going. But it wasn't like I just kept going and you went this way and I went this way. We're all on the same path.
Right.
Walking side by side. Just
I had the network and stuff. Right. And I think that anyone should be happy for anyone who does progress, if they are going on their path and they're like, look, I've got this going on and this is what I want to focus on. I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful to be able to see someone progress in their spiritual path. Unfortunately, not everybody is in touch completely with that. So, you get backlash from that. And, we both know that in the paranormal and anything, it's in everyday life, but, there's just a lot of ugliness and that can come out of it. But, you can meet a lot of people who change your life or you change their life or you just become so family is what I call it. And that's beautiful. Mm. You don't have to talk every day. And, it'd be like 6 months later and you pick up where you left off. I love that.
Yeah, that's why you read my mind because I was just thinking about that. We don't talk all the time.
No, we don't. Not like we used to.
And it's fine because we have different things. And I know I can pick up the phone or I can call. I can, say, hey, what's up? And, we can start exactly where we were before.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good to have friends like that.
That's true friendship. And I'm happy for you. And, I'm happy for what you're doing now. And look at you. You're over there with that beard of wonder and the nice looking glasses.
Oh, God, yeah. Got my looking like old man winter over here with my beard on.
I totally expect you to keep growing that beard next year. You're gonna be Santa Claus, right?
Thinking about it, man. I mean, I don't know because summertime it's gonna be rough with beard. I think about my shaving off when spring gets around. But we're actually almost this. We have as we get together. The hour goes by fast.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It always does.
So you got a show with Dallas on Wednesday night. How people can listen to that or watch it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's on Behind the Third Eye. Behind the Third Eye is ran by a couple of friends who started it for psychics. To be able to network on there and be able to reach out and help other people as well. And so I've been going live on there for, Lord, I think it's over a year, but it's Behind the Third Eye. It's Facebook Lives. We are getting ready to get back into the groove every Wednesday. There's a lot of stuff that's been happening, Corona, and Dallas has had a lot of loss in his family even recently. I mean, it's just all been recently, but just a lot of things happening in life. But it's called Spiritual Vomit, and we discuss everything spiritual. Sometimes we give away readings on there. Sometimes we have guests. The last guest we had was actually Coyote.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's a good guest.
It is. Gosh, it's funny because when I talk to Coyote, because me and him – I'm out to Iowa a lot in Illinois, and so we get to interact a little bit more. But he's an awesome guest and just awesome person, and his wife's amazing too. And he's just one of those people too that you don't talk to for a while, and it's there and get to interact with them. And we actually met Coyote on another network that me and Ron did.
Yeah. We had him on the show. That was a fun conversation.
Yeah, and he was actually one of the hosts on Incubi Incarnate.
Oh yeah, forgot about
yep,
him
and
that's another one that was like we had the freak show. God, man, I miss those man. Damn.
Yeah, Yeah, so it good started times. On one network. And then we done that network, and plus they wanted us on their Incubi Incarnate. And then stuff went down on the other one, and we ended up creating Vibe Radio Network.
Yeah, it was that was crazy how things went down on both networks, actually.
Yeah.
Again, paranormal. And then, you know, unfortunately, we don't have one of the hosts on the other network anymore.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy.
It's good to show. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Nope.
But, you know, I do that we'll do the best we can with what we have, you know?
Absolutely. I think that, if anything, 2020 actually showed me a lot about my path. It changed a lot about me on my spiritual path. Didn't change me, but my path. And I think that everybody should live each day like it's going to be your last, because it's so uncertain times. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if we can come out with a virus, this deadly pandemic that we never thought could ever happen, you know, you've got UFOs now being announced by the Pentagon, all this information and weird shit that's coming about, which is a whole different conversation to have. But, you know, you don't never know what tomorrow brings. So definitely live life like, you know, it's your last day.
That's great advice. And on that note, I'm going to end the show because we are actually over the limit. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Holly, the rest of the weekend. Holly, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. Angie had to go. She was nice enough to take RJ in the other room because he was she was getting a little rambunctious over here, and hopefully he'll be going to bed. And
I completely understand. Thank you guys for having me on. I love you both dearly.
We love you too, and we definitely maybe we can try to have you on in April after your first spiritual retreat, and we can talk about that.
Yeah.
And we can talk about how it went, and
yeah.
And see how there, kind of see how you know, like I said, how it went, and promote the other one, the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that, Ron.
All right, no problem. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you.
I love you too. Bye.